And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you at Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. We'll check in with Chris Elgert, PGA insider. Get his thoughts on the 88th Masters. Coming up, Augusta, we'll see if weather plays a nasty factor the first couple of days or if things are going to be okay. I love this time of year with the weather cooperating. And got your HD TV, so it's all good to watch a little golf. And we'll hear from Elgert here in just a moment. And I love talking some green jacket with him. 489-1240, number to get in. 800-825-5865. Justin has offered to bring a grill, a Weber grill, to the studio for you, Elijah, on those late nights if you want to get some grill time in.
It's possible.
Would you grill a pimento cheese sandwich?
Is that even possible?
I don't know. Exactly. We welcome in our PGA insider and really excited to talk with Chris Elgert. And, of course, Chris coached and has known Augusta for a long time. Zach Johnson in the green jacket fitting. Elgert, how are you doing, man? Thanks for the time and talking some golf with us.
I'm doing great, Schmitty. Nice to hear from you.
Well, it's good to spend some time with you. And I'm interested to kind of get your feel here on Masters 2024 as we get into this thing with Rahm, your defending champ, and you've got betting odds not necessarily in favor of Scottie Scheffler, but he's been on fire. How are you feeling about tomorrow and this weekend?
Well, I honestly think it would be a very, very wide open golf tournament if it wasn't for Scheffler. I mean, I think, you know, he's coming in about as highly ranked as anybody has since Tiger Woods in the early 2000s. I mean, if you look at his strokes gained around the green and strokes gained approach, I mean, the combination of the two, he's got the lowest total that they've seen in years, and he's just dominant right now. Now, it is a little weird with Rahm not playing in a lot of the big events because his move to LIV. You just don't know where he stands in relation to Scheffler, along with some of the other LIV guys. But, you know, Scotty looks like the prohibitive huge favorite. But, you know, after that, I think it's fairly wide open. You've seen a lot of guys in the top 20 in the world who have lost some, you know, lost a little bit as far as overall stroke average and in the last 12 months, and so that brings everybody into the field. But it should be wide open, but I do expect Scheffler to run up there.
Interesting little tidbit here, Chris, as we talk with Chris Elgert, some Masters thoughts. The Masters getting rolling tomorrow. Scheffler's obviously been dominant, but if you look at the history of the Masters, we had both Danny Willett and Sergio Garcia win the Masters with bib number 89 at the Masters. You get your bibs based on it when you arrive. This year, Rory arrives last. He gets a bib number 89. He actually didn't arrive at Augusta until Tuesday. Do you like Rory? The history would say maybe he's got a shot to win it based on that bib number.
Yeah, I like him. I mean, he's been playing. His form's been pretty good as of late. I just don't know how much mental scar tissue there is there, you know. I expect him to play well because he has been hitting it well, but you know, if he gets in the lead, it'll be interesting to see what he does. I mean, there's a lot of pressure, you know. If he stays in the top 10 or top 5, day by day, it's going to just get, you know, more and more and more with him trying to close out the Grand Slam and win the fourth major and win the Masters where he's had opportunity to before. It's going to be interesting to watch, but he obviously is playing well. He's obviously one of the greatest players to ever play our game. And so I do believe that, you know, that if he's there and he's playing and he's in form, I mean, he's got a shot to win.
Chris Elgert, PGA Insider with us, Hail Varsity Radio. So Tiger, and we had this question a little bit earlier, we kind of related it to college football blue bloods, but what aging star is likely to get one more? We talked Aaron Rodgers, Steph Curry, Phil, Tiger, LeBron. How about Tiger and Phil this weekend? Different spots in their career health-wise, but I don't know, Elgert. You got a little giddy up. Any feel on Tiger or Phil to mesmerize one more time?
No, I don't. Honestly, I mean, Phil's game has been non-existent, and Tiger hasn't played golf. So, I mean, with the weather coming in tomorrow, it looks like tomorrow's going to be shortened. Looks like they're going to get some storms overnight, and probably it's not going to clear off until 2 o'clock tomorrow. So that means, you know, if they wait tee time wise to not go until afternoon, guys in like Tiger's draw are not going to touch the golf course tomorrow. That means, you know, you throw them out on Friday trying to play 36 on a 7,600 yard golf course up and down those hills. I just don't see it. He's the greatest player I've ever seen, and he's got more talent. And if there's anybody in the world that could do it, it would be him. I just think that's a significant long shot.
Well, give me your thoughts here as we talk some long shots. Any guys that we're not talking about right now that you think by the time Saturday rolls around, maybe they're in the top 10, maybe they're in a place to do some moving on moving day and give themselves a chance to be in that final pairing on Sunday? Any guys that you think, you know what, maybe they're not getting as much love as they should?
Well, I think there's – yeah, I mean, you know, the game of golf has gotten so strong that, you know, there's guys down at the bottom of the list that are either new to the game or new to the tour or even like – you know, like a Wyndham Clark playing in his first Masters, you know, a first-time Masters, you know, hasn't been a first-time champion since Fuzzy Zeller in 79, but Wyndham Clark's got a lot of games. So, you know, he's a guy who I think will play well this week. But, you know, as far as the guys way down the list, I mean, obviously Ricky Fowler won the par 3 today, but I could see a guy like a Ricky Fowler or a Patrick Reed or somebody along those lines kind of getting their name back in the spotlight. But guys that are unheard of are like a Keegan Bradley who's played well in, you know, in the last 12 months. But, you know, of guys that haven't been heard from, I'd say like a, you know, like a Nick Dunlap or an Austin Eckroat. Austin Eckroat's a hell of a player. He's way down the list. Nobody's really familiar with him unless you're really following the game of golf. You know, those would be the guys. But there's tons of players like you said, Nick Dunlap, Cam Davis, guys who can really hit, Minwoo Lee, guys who have the game to go around that golf course and hit it in a manner that, you know, that they can compete if they make the putts.
Chris Elgert's with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Chris, you coached and recruited and have been with Zach Johnson, 2007 Masters champ, 2015 Open champ. I want to go back to that Masters weekend with Zach, and as you've talked with him and you've seen his career be incredible, did he ever share with you just his feel going into that weekend, just the vibe he had going in when he came out wearing that green jacket?
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot of times. He was playing really well at that time, and honestly, he caught a break. You know, like I mentioned earlier, the golf course now is, I mean, they're going to play at 7,600 yards. For 60 years, that golf course was 6,900. So it's a big boy ballpark right now, and Zach, you know, at 48 years old, doesn't have much of a chance this week. But, you know, in 2007, you know, that was a 6,900-yard golf course, and that year specifically, the weather was awful. I mean, it was in the 50s, and it blew, and it was a tough week. And so from that standpoint, I think there was an advantage for Zach because he was such a great putter at that time. His game was in a good spot. It didn't demand a ton of yardage off the tee. He was accurate. He was, you know, and he's got those skills that obviously got him the jacket. But, you know, I mean, it was a remarkable week. It was so early in his career that we never knew that he was going to that something like that was going to happen. And, you know, I'm still talking about it today, 17 years later. I mean, the hair on my arm stands up. So it was a pretty incredible experience.
I want to go and talk a little bit closer to home, not just Zach, but you have two great kids, Elgert, that I've had a chance to kind of watch. And how are things with golf in the Elgert family? Let's brag about the kids for a second.
Well, it's going good. It's going great. Bella is just returning to the golf course, actually. She had a little minor wrist surgery this spring, but she's verbally committed to go play at Drake. which is the home of Zach Johnson, so that's kind of interesting. I didn't get involved in the recruiting side of it, but she looked at Nebraska and Creighton and a few others, but chose Drake over the relationship with the coach and the team, and Zach was proud of that and happy about it. So, you know, unfortunately, like I told Zach, as I said, well, now that I'm a fundraiser for the women's golf program at Drake University, guess who my first call is going to be to? And he said, ah, crap, okay, I got you. But and Miles is doing great. Miles is a freshman at Southeast, and they've got a very strong golf team. The junior golf in the state of Nebraska is literally, I mean, as we saw on Sunday with the drive, chip, and putt at Augusta, there was four young juniors from the state of Nebraska in that event, and Nebraska golf throughout is just really on a hot run right now. We've got some of the best high school players we've ever seen. I mean, Trevor Gucheski just committed, verbally committed to Florida, the number one ranked team in the country. Obviously, he's, you know, he's, Luke, his brother's playing at Iowa State. We've got Jackson. We've got Thomas Bryson. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's just so many good Division I players. Miles is hanging in there. He recently finished fifth last week or this week over at Norfolk Country Club. He's playing the two or three man, but it's going to be a heck of a battle between prep and West Side and Southeast for the state title. It could come down to the last shot.
Mm-hmm. Chris, before we get you out of here, need to get your thoughts. Is there anything on the grill for Masters Sunday? You got any food in the works, any drink concoctions? What's the Masters Sunday plan? Help me out here because I'm still trying to craft my menu.
I'll be having some beers for sure, but I'm definitely some barbecue, and I'm definitely some transfusions with Tito's. But those will be consumed at a high level on Sunday.
Well, that'll be good. We'll bring some reinforcements, Chris. Chris Elgert, PGA Insider, with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Elgert, you're awesome, man. Great insight as always, and best to you and your fam. Thanks for the time today.
You bet. Anytime.
Take care. There he is, Chris Elgert, with us here on Hail Varsity, talking Masters and great, of course, connection with Zach Johnson and coached him at Drake. It was awesome to hear Elgert talk about that green jacket run that Zach went on and laid out his thoughts. He isn't wrong. We'll have some betting thoughts tomorrow with Daddy Burke on where you might need to slide your picks here. We'll wind down a Wednesday edition, a Jock Docs on the way with Hail Varsity.